The following is an exclusive sports presentation from KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM. As the Wahai Blue Devils take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Blue Devils basketball, Roy Elia, on Walla Walla's KGDC.
And a pleasant good evening to you basketball fans, wherever you may reside in the Walla Walla Valley or surrounding areas, or perhaps this evening you're joining us by way of the Internet. I'm Roy Elia, and we are delighted to have you with us for another night of Walla Walla High School basketball on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Blue Devil Radio is presented by Big Blue Boosters, promoting athletic excellence, pride, and sportsmanship. And don't forget, on March the 28th, the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds, set to begin at 5 o'clock. Dinner will be served at 6. Tickets are available. Individual tickets, just $50 for this upcoming event. Also note that table sponsorships are available for the contest coming up as well. It should be a lot of fun. Big-time opportunities to raise funds for Walla Walla High School Athletics coming on March the 28th. The annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction. More information can be obtained by contacting Walla Walla High School or Big Blue Boosters. Our broadcast location presented by our friends at Tallman's Pharmacy. In the store or to your door, we deliver. Tallman's Pharmacy, 4 West Main Street in Walla Walla. And we're coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at Art Daywall Gymnasium in Richland, where the Wahai boys and girls basketball teams will be taking on the Class 4A Richland Bombers in Mid-Columbia Conference basketball action. Our pregame show is presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. And our three-point field goals will be presented by our good friend and former Walla Walla High School athlete Bruce Reed. Now, you know we can't talk about the ex-basketball and tennis star without referencing the blue shoes. The pair he wore in 1986 were the first Nike Air Jordans ever seen. And speaking of three-point field goals, our sincere thanks to George and Chase Hessler, Edward Jones. They will donate $10 to Big Blue Boosters for every three-point field goal made this season by the Wahai boys and girls basketball teams. Our quarters tonight will be presented by our good friend and former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment, the Walla Walla Valley's complete truck repair headquarters specializing in petroleum and water trucks. Call 509-520-3401 or email Darren at darren@mountainhigh.com for more information. And our free throws tonight will be sponsored by our friends Allison and Kevin Peck at Walla Walla Daily Grind, 990 Northeast Rose Street in College Place. Its email address is wwdailygrind@gmail.com. The baselines and sidelines will be brought to you by our friend and Big Blue Booster Peter Allen at Washington Trust Bank. And our substitutions tonight will be presented by our friends at Zip Zone Conoco on 9th Avenue in Walla Walla. And our scoreboard updates will be coming to you courtesy of our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call at 509-524-8277. And we are happy to have the Davenport family at Fresh Nature Foods on board this season. They will be sponsoring our Out of Bounds play of the game. And as you all know, our halftime report be presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at land title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. And during that land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report, we will have, of course, halftime statistics. They're presented by our good friends, Wahi alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Also want to note that our post-game shows tonight will be presented by our good friend and Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. And during our post-game shows this evening, we'll be featuring our Eric Kimball, CPA Players of the Game, and also final statistics presented once again by our good friends, Walhi alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. During the course of our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show, we will have starting lineups presented by Todd Kimball. Also, for this upcoming girls basketball contest, the first half of our Blue Devil basketball doubleheader on this Friday night, we'll have a coach's corner interview with Walhi girls basketball coach Mike Clark. And coming up next, a player profile segment presented by our good friend, Walhi graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions. We'll have that conversation for you when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a 3-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta is your go-to spot for mouth-watering, thin-crust pizzas, delectable pastas, hearty sandwiches, fresh salads, and ice-cold beer, all prepared with love and served with a smile. We at Pappy's pride ourselves in offering delicious meals that bring families together at prices that won't break the bank. Our inviting atmosphere is perfect for a casual lunch or a cozy dinner, and with the best patio in town, dining al fresco has never been better. Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, 2555 East Isaacs, Walla Walla. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone, presented by Big Blue Boosters. I'm Roy Elia, and the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the player profile, presented by our good friend and Walla Walla graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street, in Walla Walla. And we are delighted to be joined by freshman Makaya Lawyer for our player profile segment this time around. And Makaya, as we're conducting this interview, it's just minutes after a Monday evening practice, leading into a very busy week for Wahai girls basketball, a Tuesday home game against Southridge, a road game at Richland, and then a home game on Saturday with Pasco. Now, you began the season as a swinger. How did that work out for you?
I really liked it because I got to get used to the speed of high school basketball. And I think it definitely got me ready for the varsity games because it got my nerves out since JV plays first. And, yeah, I definitely think it was important in my journey of Wahai basketball.
Indeed. And it's not everybody that can make the adjustment as smoothly, quite frankly, as you have. And if anybody had any doubt about what abilities you bring to the table, they should have been here last Friday night in the Wahai gym when you went off for 19 points against Kamiokan. My goodness, everything seemed to be working well for you that night. Was there any specific things that worked for you, or was it just one of those nights where you played with an awful lot of confidence?
I was really confident because the last two games I played before that, I wasn't very confident. None of my shots were falling, so I just put it in my defense and my rebounding for my team. So I decided I'm just going to give it my all that night, and it worked out for me. All my shots were falling. I honestly felt pretty magical. But yeah, if I have my defense, my offense plays well, so I just need to make sure I play good defense because then my offense just comes with it.
So what is it about the game that you like? Is it the scoring aspect of it? Is it making the hustle plays? What?
Probably hustle plays, because then I get hype and my scoring abilities come with it. And I also just love playing with my teammates.
Well, it looks like this is a group of young ladies that gets along very, very well. And I know that before the season started, I talked to one of the seniors, and her comment was, "We just love the freshmen." And that's got to make you guys feel awfully good.
Yeah, it definitely does. Because freshmen are definitely scared of seniors, and we have a lot of them this year.
In fact, this varsity team, 5 freshmen and 5 seniors, but they have welcomed you certainly with open arms, no question about that. Now, this season has been a very interesting one. A lot of people didn't know how the Blue Devils would do this year, having lost 8 seniors from a season ago and a lot of inexperience on the ball club and so forth. But it appears that you and some of your freshman mates have adopted reasonably well to varsity, and obviously that's easier said than done. Would you agree with that, or do you have a different take on that?
I would say all of us freshmen definitely work really hard to be ready for this high school season. We weren't really sure what team we were going to make, honestly, but we were just preparing for the best and hoping we would make varsity. And we started off swinging. Some of us are still swinging. And we just wanted to be ready for we can bring it for Mike and Mark. And I definitely hope we did, and hope they feel like we did.
Well, in another athletic arena, you had an opportunity to bring it, so to speak. Talk about your fall.
I played soccer, and it was really fun. We definitely had a lot of seniors on that team, and that really helped. Having all the seniors and all of them to look up to, it really got us prepared for our first game and our first season of just Wahai soccer. And we got to learn the bond between everybody really fast, and I really liked it.
And let's look ahead to the spring. Is there a spring sport in Makaya Lawyer's future?
I don't play a spring sport. I play AU. This last summer I played for Meta Hoops up in Boise, Idaho, and that was really fun.
Well, hopefully there'll be more fun to come in the future for one Micaiah Lawyer, and hopefully a lot more fun during the remainder of this 2025-26 basketball season. And we want to thank Micaiah Lawyer for joining us for our Player Profile segment. It was presented by our good friend and Wahai graduate, Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And coming up next, the Coach's Corner, when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner, presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. Head coach Mike Clark, we're just minutes removed from a Monday evening practice on the campus of Walla Walla High School prior to a very busy week for the Wahai Blue Devil girls. A Tuesday, Friday, Saturday scenario awaiting the Blue Devils. Wahai hosting Southridge on Tuesday, going to Richland Friday, and then capping off the week with a Saturday home game against Pasco.
Yeah, it's a busy time of the year, but this is a fun time of the year where you have lots of games, and you just got to be prepared night in and night out.
Without question. And one of those situations where we're past the Christmas holiday, it was nice to get a game during the Christmas break. And then just prior to the break concluding, there were a couple of league contests and a couple of games that the Blue Devils could have very easily won. A couple of games where the Blue Devils showed a lot of promise and a lot of potential.
Yeah, this weekend I was really pleased with our effort and decision making on Friday. We lost to a good Kamiokan team, but we really played pretty well, and I was really pleased with that. You know, one of the frustrating things about coaching is not knowing when or what causes mental breakdowns and effort, and that's how I was frustrated after Saturday's game versus Kennewick, because we had been getting really good starts. Our first quarters have been really good this year for the most part. And we laid an egg. We gave up 21 points on mental mistakes and bad decision making and some effort plays. And so we talked about that in film today, and it was kind of a brutal awakening. So hopefully we can respond from that, because they have to control some of those things.
Well, it all comes with the occasional growing pains that occur during a season, I suppose.
Yeah, it's when you have five freshmen who are getting playing time on varsity, I know there's going to be some ups and downs, and we've got to figure out how we can get through those tough times and shorten them so that they're not a quarter long.
Without a doubt. And certainly I'm thinking that as January becomes February, we're going to see less and less of those kind of circumstances, because you've got some young ladies that have got great attitudes.
Yeah, they're great kids, and they want to do the right thing. And right now, those freshmen, they're still kind of thinking too much. They're thinking and not knowing exactly what to do and reacting. So that just slows them down, and then they react a second late, and it turns into a foul or a turnover. So they're getting better. It's just we didn't look very good on Saturday night, especially in the first quarter. And then once you get down 10, it's just a battle to get back. It's credit to them. They fought back. We got it back to within one in the third quarter, but then we gave up three threes in a row. So it's kind of the ups and downs of a game, but we can't afford to get down 10 in the first quarter because it's just a battle to get back.
Not that I'm looking past the rest of this season, but I'm thinking that the future looks very, very bright for Wahai girls basketball. With the freshmen that are getting this valuable varsity experience and the fact that the junior varsity girls have done some very, very good things, including a recent victory at Kennewick by a final count of 63-36.
Yeah, it was a great game for our JV, and they kind of started off the same way. That game was 10-10 after the first quarter, so they really turned it on. Our JV team, I think they've lost one game this year. And they're led by three freshmen who have bounced around on the varsity in practices. And so it's a really good group. There's a core group of about eight girls as freshmen who are really giving us great minutes. And they're really doing a good job.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent trained dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at Art Daywall Gymnasium in Richland. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. Continuing our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show by telling you this upcoming girls contest between the Wahai Blue Devils and Richland Bombers. A battle of opposites, if you will, as the Richland Bombers come in 5-2 in Mid-Columbia Conference play, 7-3 overall. The Blue Devils come in 2-5 in the conference, overall a mark of 3-7. Elsewhere in the Mid-Columbia Conference, Sageview scheduled to play at Chiawana. Kamiakin, a short trek to Kennewick, across town you might say. Hanford is on the road at Pasco, and Southridge is playing host to Hermiston. We will continue our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show from Art Daywall Gym in Richland after a three-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro can help you create personalized strategies to reach your financial goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Cats are known as finicky eaters, but often the environment can affect a cat's eating habits. Avoid feeding your cat in heavily trafficked or noisy areas. The presence of other animals, dirty food containers, or nearby litter boxes can deter a cat from eating too. Try to be sensitive to your cat's eating behavior and make necessary adjustments for the best feeding conditions. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And welcome back to Art Daywall Gymnasium in Richland. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. Continuing our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show by telling you in earlier action this evening, he can chalk up another win for Hebrew Ingram and his Wahai Girls Junior Varsity basketball team. The Baby Devils improved to 9-1. They were down 13-2 in the first quarter, but rallied from behind to defeat the Baby Bombers of Richland by a final count of 49-36. We now present starting lineups for the upcoming varsity contest between Wahai and Richland. And those starting lineups are presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. The starting lineup for the Wahai Blue Devils, as announced by head coach Mike Clark. Shayla Creason will start at guard, 5 feet 6 inches tall, and a senior. At post will be Gracie Pierce, 5 feet 10 inches tall, and a freshman. Lucy Billingsley will be at guard. She is 5 feet 6 inches tall and a senior. Delilah Franson will begin the game at a guard slash post. She is 5 feet 10 inches tall and a junior. And Corinne Hayes rounds out the Wahai starting lineup at post. She is 6 feet tall and a senior. The starting lineup for the Richland Bombers, as announced by head coach Amy Westerfield, Kylie Kukas will start at guard. She is 5 feet 4 inches tall and a senior. Kehlani Reyes at guard, 5 feet 3 inches tall and a junior. Deanna Drake will start at forward. She is 5 feet 7 inches tall and a sophomore. At guard will be Taylor Davis. She is 5 feet 9 inches tall and a sophomore. And Kenzie Stone will get the call at forward. She is 5 feet 10 inches tall and a sophomore. Those were the starting lineups. They were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. That will do it for our pregame show here this evening. It was presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. Sports. We'll be back for the start of play here in Richland after we step aside for another three-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta at 2555 East Isaacs features handcrafted pizzas, savory pastas, fresh salads, and crowd-pleasing appetizers. Remember Pappy's when you need a caterer for your next event. We can tailor our extensive menu for everything from casual get-togethers to team meetings to staff appreciation days to formal affairs for up to 100 people. To learn more about Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, our menu, and the catering services we offer, visit our website at pappyspizzaandpasta.com. That's PappysPizzaAndPasta.com.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call Dee Dee Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Head back once again at Art Daywall Gymnasium in Richland. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. We'll be getting this contest underway just a few minutes tardy. I suspect in just a moment the Richland High School Band will be performing the national anthem as many of the fans rise to their feet, and that, in fact, is the case. Suspicion is confirmed, and ladies and gentlemen, from Art Daywall Gymnasium in Richland, here is our national anthem.
sensational rendition of the Star Spangled Banner performed by the Richland High School Band. And our first quarter this evening is presented by our good friend, former Wahi athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. The Blue Devils dressed in road black jerseys, royal blue numerals, royal blue lettering, and a hint of silver trim. The Richland Bombers down to my right dressed in home white jerseys with green numerals, green lettering, and green and gold trim. We are set and ready to go on this Friday night, and we are delighted to have you with us for our Blue Devil basketball coverage. Tomorrow we'll be back in the Wahi Gym. The Blue Devils will be playing host to Pasco. Airtime tomorrow afternoon will be 2:45 right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. But first things first, here at Art DeWalt Gym in Richland, the Bombers hosting the Blue Devils, and Delilah Franzen controls the tip, and we are underway. Top of the key. Here is Corinne Hayes. Bounces it near side to Delilah Franzen. Cut off on the baseline. Gets it up top. With the basketball is Billingsley. Near side to Franzen. Far side to Creason. 14 seconds on the shot clock. Now it's off to Lucy Billingsley, and a foul is going to be called in the top of the key area on the Richland Bombers. Going to be called on Kukas. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank sideline in front court. In front of the Richland cheering section. Ball in the Billingsley far side. The ball off of Lucy's knee and out of bounds. And the Blue Devils turn the basketball over. The ball into Kukas. Kylie with a basketball. Crosses the midcourt line. Pass on the far side to Reyes. Around it picked by Drake. Picked up in a switch by Pierce. Near side it's Stone. Now with the basketball is Kukas. Kukas near side. Far side to Davis. Taylor at Davis. Top of the key extended. Nice pass inside. Lay in put up and good by Deanna Drake. Deanna Drake, whose father is an outstanding college basketball official. Not sure if he's in attendance here tonight. Referring to Darren Drake. She gives the Blue Devils an early deficit. 2-0 in favor of Richland. Pierce down in the low block. Puts one up and misses it off the glass. Rebound deflected to Pierce. Her shot is blocked inside and out of bounds by Richland. And the Blue Devils will retain an inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. A nice block moments ago by Davis of the Lady Bombers. Lucy Billingsley to inbound the basketball. Pierce the high post. Up top to Franzen. Near side, here is Lucy Billingsley. She'll drive into the lane, get it up top to Pierce. Pierce driving far side, left-handed shot, left it short off the glass. And here is Davis in transition. Pass on the near side for Kukas. Kukas on the wing, gets it up top. Here's a long three on the way by Reyes. It is off the mark, no good. And the rebound off to Lucy Billingsley of the Blue Devils. She'll get it inside for Pierce. Shot put up off the glass and off the iron. And the rebound comes off to Richland, taken by Stone. Here is Kukas into the front court. She'll take it into the lane. Kick it to the near side to Reyes. A three on the way by Reyes is short. And the rebound is off to Franzen. 2-0 Richland. 6-10 and counting. The time remaining to be played in the first quarter. Billingsley with a basketball for the Blue Devils on the near side to Franzen. Delilah looking for a cutter inside. Finds Pierce in the lane. Pierce gets by a defender and scores. Got by Davis after accepting the pass. And a fine, fine play on the part of Gracie Pierce. And we're tied at 2. 2 minutes and 15 seconds and counting into this first quarter. Drake near side to Kukas on the wing. Free throw line extended. Picked up in the switch by Pierce. Goes into the lane. Goes by everybody. Lays it up. No, but she is going to be blocked and fouled. Blocking foul is going to be called on Shayla Creason. And Kukas to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first, doink, off the back of the rim, no good. A familiar face on the Richland sideline. Emmy Ogden, former Wahi standout and Whitman College standout as well, now an assistant coach here at Richland High School. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw bangs off the back of the rim, and the rebound off to the Blue Devils. Delilah Franzen off to Lucy Billingsley. Lucy Billingsley surveys the lady-to-lady defense being played by the Bombers. Far side to Creason. A pass inside. Left-handed lay-in no good for Corinne Hayes. And we're going to have a rebounding foul called on the Blue Devils, called on Gracie Pierce. Pierce with a foul. And Richland will inbound along the Washington Trust Bank baseline in backcourt with 5:16 left in the first quarter. We are tied at 2. Kukas with a basketball against Delilah Franzen. Far side to Drake. Free throw line extended. Drake dribbles against Creason. Is cut off by Creason. Up top, Kukas. A three on the way. Just off the top of the key is missed. Offensive rebound taken by the Bombers. And a putback up and good for Stone. Kinsey Stone makes it 4-2 in favor of Richland. Lucy Billingsley. Near side, Gracie Pierce. Pierce, one dribble, up top to Billingsley. She'll drive far side, throw up a left-hander off the glass, no good. Rebound deflected out of bounds, they say, by the Bombers. And it will be Blue Devil basketball. 4:39 left in the first. Richland 4, the Blue Devils 2. Lucy Billingsley loops it in, high post to Corinne Hayes. Far side, here is Billingsley. One dribble, up top for Corinne Hayes, just off the top of the key. She'll drive near side, gets by Stone, and scores! Corinne Hayes with the de-stoning, if you will, and we are tied at 4. 4:20 and counting the time remaining to be played in the first quarter. Near side, Kukas up top for Stone. Kenzie Stone on the far side to Davis. Davis, couple of dribbles to the free throw line, jumper on the way, no good, and the rebound off to Franzen. Delilah front court on the dribble. Gets it inside. Nice pass to Pierce. Has her shot blocked from behind by Davis and out of bounds. And it will be Blue Devil basketball. Nice entry pass and a fine defensive play on the part of Richland. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline front court. Lucy Billingsley will bounce it inside for Hayes down in the low block. Tries a hook and have it blocked down in the low block. And the loose ball off to Stone of Richland. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update with 3:48 and counting left in the first quarter. Wahigh 4, Richland 4. Davis far side, pass to the high post, gets away and is taken by Pierce. Gracie Pierce down the far side. She'll take it and get fouled. Attempts a shot far side and deep on the left-hand side, and Gracie is fouled. Fouled on the play by Drake. And Gracie Pierce to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first in the air. It's in and out, no good. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Molly Franklin in for the Blue Devils for Shayla Creason. A couple of substitutions for the Bombers. Namaya Nelson checks in along with Carly Kreitz. And another substitution for the Blue Devils, Maddie Olivares, in for Corinne Hayes. Gracie Pierce, second free throw, is off the back of the rim, and the rebound is going to be taken by no one. It is loose on the deck. It's tied up on the deck. Held ball is called, and the alternating possession favors the Richland Bombers. The scoreboard update just a few moments ago, presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call at 509-524-8277. Richland in possession of the basketball. Davis a pass inside, knocked away by Franzen and out of bounds, and it will be at Richland basketball. The Bombers to inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Davis to trigger the out-of-bounds play for the Lady Bombers. Got it to Drake. Now they swing it around the far side to Kukas. And a whistle away from the ball. And a three-second violation, or was it a foul? An offensive foul is called away from the ball. It is called on Davis for an illegal pick. And that is two fouls on Richland. And the Blue Devils will inbound in the backcourt. Molly Franklin gets it in to Lucy Billingsley. Lucy crosses the midcourt line. Still on the dribble. Stops between the rings. High post to Olivares. Olivares, top of the key. Olivares looks to bounce it far side. Loose ball taken by Pierce in the far corner. Billingsley in for Pierce. And Pierce is going to be fouled.
She's fouled by Kreitz. A grabbing foul going to be called. And that is three team fouls on Richland. And Gracie Pierce back to the free throw line for the Blue Devils with 2:53 left in the first quarter. The first attempt off the back of the rim, no good. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Corinne Hayes back for the Blue Devils for Maddie Olivares. Drake checks out for Richland, and she is replaced by Stone. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt for Gracie Pierce, an opportunity to give the Blue Devils the lead here. It's over 5 minutes into the first quarter, and that shot is off the back of the rim, and the Blue Devils struggling from the free throw line. Gracie Pierce 0-for-4. Four opportunities for the Blue Devils to take the lead, and they go by the wayside. Here is Davis near side for three. It's off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound going to be taken after a deflection by Lucy Billingsley. Near side to Hayes, back to Billingsley. Billingsley on the far side to Franzen. Franzen, far side to Billingsley. Lucy on the wing gets it up top to Corinne Hayes. She'll hand it off to Lucy Billingsley with 15 seconds on the shot clock. Billingsley with a basketball on the dribble against Kukas. Stops top of the key. Gets it inside for Pierce. She was a little out of control. Did not handle the ball cleanly. Missed a left-handed lay-in. And Richland comes the other way. And a foul from behind on Gracie Pierce. She fouled Davis from behind at the top of the key area. That's going to be a reach-in foul on Pierce. Her second. And the Blue Devils' second of the quarter.
Gracie Pierce,
her second, team third. Well, I beg your pardon. It's their third team foul. Substitutions both ways, presented by Zip Zone Conoco. Shayla Creason has returned to the Wahai lineup for Gracie Pierce. Bombers possess the basketball, nearly lost on the far side by Kreitz. As she recovers, gets it off to Stone. Stone between the rings to Kukas. Kukas lost the ball, recovers it at the high post. Pass on the far side, wide open. Three on the way by Kreitz is up and good. They collapsed inside, did the Blue Devils defensively, and that left a wide-open Bomber on the far side for a three-point goal, and Richland leads 7-4. Near side with the basketball is Franzen, gets it inside for a cutting Franklin, who scores! Good golly, Miss Molly! 7-6 in favor of Richland. Well executed by the Blue Devils. 1:22 and counting the time remaining to be played in the first quarter. Far side with the basketball, Ellie Fox. And her pass inside is stolen by Hayes. The pass in the lane, stolen by Corinne. Near side, Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley into the lane, far side to Franklin. Franklin with one dribble. Looks to get in the lane for Creason. Ball knocked away, taken by Billingsley. And Billingsley will score in the lane.
2 points, Lucy Billingsley.
And the Blue Devils lead 8-7. We're in the final minute. Time remaining. First quarter. Richland in possession of the basketball. Kukas far side. Looks inside for Stone. And the ball through her hands. Taken by the Blue Devils. Richland turns it over. Billingsley out front. Three on the way by Lucy. Off the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound off to Kukas. Kukas into the front court. Down the near side. Cut off by Billingsley. Goes into the lane. Cut off by Franzen. Throws it up off the glass and off the iron. And the rebound will be knocked out of bounds by Richland. And the ball back to the Blue Devils with 29 and 6/10 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Zip zone substitutions both ways. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Davis returns for Richland. And Julissa Martinez-Bailon has checked in for the Blue Devils. Martinez-Bailon with a basketball, guarded by Kukas. Pass on the near side for Franklin, stolen by Davis. And Davis dribbled it off her foot, lost the ball at midcourt. It's still loose, and it's taken by Franzen. And she'll underhand it in the backcourt to Franklin. Franklin near side, double and triple team, bounces it up top to Martinez-Bailon, far side to Hayes. Hayes into the lane, lost the basketball, but she is fouled. With 5.1 seconds left in the first quarter. And that foul is called on Davis.
Her second, team's fifth.
Second personal, team's fifth. And Corinne Hayes to the free throw line for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first one is no good. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Olivares back for the Blue Devils for Franzen. And back for Richland is Reyes. She is in for Davis. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw for Corinne Hayes. It is up, and this one is good. Another Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Lainey Hand into the ball game. She replaces Corinne Hayes. 9-7, the Blue Devils, 5.1 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Ball into Kukas. Picked up in the backcourt by Martinez by Long. Blows by her. Puts up a jumper far side. It's off the front of the rim. No good. And here at the end of the first quarter, Wahai 9, Richland 7. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages. All made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The second quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Welcome back to Richland. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location here at Art Daywall Gym in Richland. Wahai Blue Devils begin the second quarter with a 9-7 lead over the Lady Bombers of Richland. Here's a shot near side by Gracie Pierce from the wing that is off the mark. And the Bombers come the other way. There were multiple Zip Zone Conoco substitutions for the Blue Devils during the break between quarters. Richland possesses the basketball. Far side, a three on the way, put up and missed off the rim by Reyes. And the rebound comes off to the Blue Devils, taken by Billingsley. Billingsley down the far side on the dribble. She is cut off on the wing. Gives it off to Corinne Hayes. Hayes looking for a cutter. Near side for Franzen, and the ball is going to be lost out of bounds by the Blue Devils, and the ball back to Richland. An offensively challenged first quarter. The teams combined for 7 field goals. Richland had the only 3-point field goal in the first quarter. Blue Devils with 4 field goals, Richland with 3. Blue Devils just 1-for-6 from the free throw line. Richland 0-for-2. Kukas with the basketball. Far side. Near side to Reyes. Reyes back on the far side. Kukas spots up for a three. It's off the rim, no good. And will go out of bounds far side, I believe, despite an effort by Kukas to save it from going out of bounds. But she was screened off far side by Lucy Billingsley. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. Wahai 9, Richland 7. 6:50 and counting left in the second quarter. Again, delighted to have you with us for our Blue Devil basketball coverage from the Tri-Cities. Near side, Billingsley with a basketball. High post to Hayes. She'll go into the lane. Got around Stone and scores! Corinne Hayes with a field goal and a timeout called by Richland. A full timeout with 6:36 remaining in the second quarter. Wahai 11, Richland 7. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
6:36 remaining to be played in the second quarter. Wahai Blue Devil Girls 11, Richland Lady Bombers 7. Welcome back to Art Daywalt Gymnasium in Richland. Roy Elia coming to you from Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location on this Friday night. And again, happy to have you with us for our Blue Devil basketball coverage. The timeout period is over. Richland in possession of the basketball. Kukas front court. Blue Devils in a 2-3 zone. Molly Franklin, a zip zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils during the timeout period. And there's a deflection by Creason. Loose ball off to Franklin. Far side it goes to Franzen. Franzen into the lane just inside the free throw line. Puts up a jumper. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound off to Reyes, and she is tied up and fouled by Shayla Creason. That's two fouls on Shayla Creason. So another opportunity for the Blue Devils to establish some separation against the somewhat sluggish Bombers. But the Blue Devils unable to capitalize. And Richland will inbound to the backcourt with 6:15 left in the second quarter. The ball into Kukas. Kukas, near side, far side to Reyes. Reyes back on the near side to Kukas. Blue Devils in the 2-3 zone defense. Far side here is Reyes for three, and that one is good. Nice looking shot. A three-point goal far side by Reyes, and it's an 11-10 ball game in favor of the Blue Devils. Franklin. Creason in the lane for Hayes. A high pass taken by Richland. Ball deflected by the Bombers. Taken by the Bombers. Kukas will take it coast-to-coast. Lay the ball up and in. And Richland takes a 12-11 lead. Could it be that the slumbering giant is now wide awake? We shall see. 2.5 minutes into the second quarter. 12-11 Richland. Here is Billingsley at the high post, up top for Franzen. On the near side, Franklin, shot on the way by Molly, is good for the near wing. A two-point goal for Molly Franklin. 4 points in the game for Molly, and the Blue Devils back out on top, 13-12 with 5:12 and counting left in the second quarter. Reyes far side in the far corner with a basketball as Fox looked to bounce it inside. She bounced it inside for Stone. The ball knocked away and taken by the Blue Devils. Corinne Hayes front court near side to Billingsley. Billingsley will drive into the lane and she will score, going by Kukas. Holy Toledo! Billingsley, pedal to the metal. 15-12, the Blue Devils, 4:48 and counting left in the second quarter. Reyes far side with a basketball. On the near side, here is Kukas. Top of the key to Drake. Gets it inside for Stone, and Stone is bumped and fouled. The foul is called on Corinne Hayes. That is her first. And Richland inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline. Front court. Fox up top for Stone. Off her hand, taken by Kukas between the rings. She'll try a long three. It's off the back of the rim, no good. Gets her own rebound. Blue Devils stand around and watch. Lay and put up and blown. And then the ball is knocked out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils. And Richland will retain. Fox to inbound for the Bombers. With 4:28 left in the second quarter. And a zip zone Conoco substitution. Davis to re-enter for Richland. Davis is in for Fox. Davis will inbound for Richland. Pass inside, open is Drake. Short one near side is no good. And the rebound off to Hayes. Hayes goes to her wallet after being harassed a bit by a couple of Bombers. And she is called for a travel. And the ball back to Richland. Tough circumstance there for the Blue Devils. And Richland possesses the basketball. Near side here is Drake against Molly Franklin. Hands it off to Davis. Davis up top to Reyes. Reyes with a basketball. Pass on the far side. Looking to drive far side. Almost losing the ball is Kukas. Now she is double teamed in the corner. Gets it on the wing to Stone for a jumper that is off the back of the rim. No good. And high for the rebound is Creason. She is double teamed. She is tied up and she is fouled. Reach in foul on Richland. It is called on Drake. That is her second. The team's first of the quarter, and the Blue Devils inbounding in the backcourt. Hayes gets it in for Franklin. Richland picks up in the backcourt. The ball back to Hayes. Hayes is double-teamed near side to Franklin. Molly Franklin on the dribble. Reverses the dribble to get away from Kukas. Pass on the near side for Creason. Knocked away and out of bounds near side by Davis. And it will remain Blue Devil basketball. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Maya Nelson in. And she replaces Drake with 3:53 left in the second quarter. Here, Edward Jones. Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Wahigh 15. Richland 12. Hayes near side with a basketball. It's around Stone. She'll throw up a runner near side. She will score! No! They're going to wipe it off as she ran over a bomber down in the low block. And that's too bad. Kukas going down hard. Corinne Hayes called for the player control foul. That is her second. Tough break for the Blue Devils. And a zip zone Conoco substitution at Gracie Pierce checks in for Corinne Hayes. The scoreboard update moments ago presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call at 509-524-8277. Bombers in possession of the basketball. Kukas on the dribble. Side it goes to Nelson. Nelson, one dribble between the rings to Stone. Far side to Reyes. Reyes driving far side. And she is going to be bumped and fouled as she gets a pass out front to Kukas. And that foul is whistled on Lucy Billingsley. That's the Blue Devils' fourth here in the second quarter. And Richland inbound on the baseline. Ball comes in far side to Kukas. Up top to Nelson. Down in the low block. Wide open. Shot put up and good by Stone. And a foul call. And the foul is called on Gracie Pierce, and that is three personal fouls on Gracie Pierce. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Gracie Pierce checks out. Corinne Hayes is back for the Blue Devils. Stone at the free throw line looking to complete a three-point play, and she does with a Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. And we are tied at 15. 3:09 and counting left in the second quarter. Franson driving far side, and she'll lay it up, and ball goes in and out, a heartbreak, and the rebound off to Davis. Another tough break for the Blue Devils. Here is Kukas for Richland. Top of the key on the far side. Reyes, long three on the way by Reyes, is good. A three-point goal for Reyes, and Richland leads 18-15. Billingsley with a basketball. Far side for Franklin. Molly Franklin against Kukas. Terminates the dribble. Her pass deflected by Kukas, taken by Hayes. Hayes through a double team. Hayes into the lane, and Hayes will lay them all up. No good, but she is fouled. Foul on Richland. That foul is called on Reyes. And stepping to the stripe for the Blue Devils, Corinne Hayes. Her first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is good. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Martinez Bailon back in for the Blue Devils for Shayla Creason. And another Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt coming for Corinne Hayes. Has 6 points in the game. Still 6 points in the game as she misses the second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw, and the rebound off to Stone. Kukas with a basketball. Near side to Reyes. Free throw line extended. Gets it up top. Davis with a three. And that's around enough. No good. Rebound deflected near side. Run down by Hayes. Saved it in bounds, but right to Davis. Looks inside for Stone. The ball thrown away and out of bounds. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Maddie Olivares into the ball game. She replaces Corinne Hayes. And Richland will pick up in the backcourt. Martinez Bailon to inbound. Bounce it near side to Billingsley. Middle of the floor to Delilah Franson. Franson near side. Picked up in a switch by Kukas. Up top to Billingsley. Lucy Billingsley with a basketball. On the far side, Molly Franklin. 15 and counting on the shot clock. In the rings, Martinez Bailon. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Far side, Franklin. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Between the rings to Olivares. Near side, Martinez Bailon. She'll drive near side on Reyes, and she is bumped and fouled by Reyes from behind with 1 second on the shot clock. Tough break for Richland. Good fortune for the Blue Devils.
And that is the second personal on Reyes. A couple of zip zone Conoco substitutions for the Bombers. Harley Kreitz back into the ball game along with Ellie Fox. 1:40 left in the second quarter, 18-16 in favor of Richland. Billingsley passes inside to Franzen for the land. And that is your Fresh Nature Foods out of bounds play of the game. Lucy Billingsley, a lovely bounce pass to Delilah Franzen, stationed down in the low block for the deuce. And we're tied at 18. Near side, Fox with a baseline jumper. It's off the rim, no good. And the rebound off to Franzen. And she is fouled by Stone. Stone with the foul. And that is four in the quarter on the Bombers. And the Blue Devils to inbound in the backcourt along the Washington Trust Bank baseline. Franklin gets it in for Billingsley. Middle of the floor to Franzen. Delilah front court near side. Passes to Martinez Bylaw. Julissa on the dribble. Out between the rings. Far side to Billingsley. Gets away from Fox. She'll drive far side. Throw it up. Off the glass and good! After knifing through two Richland Bombers after an initial eluding of a Bomber defender far side. Lucy Billingsley with a half dozen, and the Blue Devils lead 20-18. We're in the final minute time remaining second quarter. Stone at the high post gets it up top. Here is a three on the way. It's off the back of the rim. No good. That attempt by Nelson. Rebound to Oliveras. Far side to Franzen. Franzen into the front court for the Blue Devils. Near side, Martinez Bylon up top to Billingsley. She'll drive into the lane a little out of control. Lost the ball to Kukas. Kukas takes the loose ball. Going to take it coast to coast. Far side, throw it up and miss it. Offensive rebound taken by Stone. Her putback near side is no good. And another offensive rebound for Richland taken by Stone. Off a deflection inside. Here is Kukas driving on the baseline. Gets it off to Stone. Stone into the lane. Throws up a left hander. It's no good. And the rebound taken by Kukas. Kukas is going to be tied up and fouled in the lane. The Blue Devils giving up too many chances to the Bombers. The foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils. Going to be called on Maddie Oliveras. And Kukas to the strike for two. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first one is no good. Zip Zone Conoco substitutions. Makaya Lawyer and Corinne Hayes check in. Julissa Martinez Bylon and Maddie Oliveras check out. With 13 seconds left in the second quarter. The second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Kukas is up and good. Near side with the basketball. Here is Lawyer. Middle of the floor on the dribble. Passing the near side for Billingsley. Billingsley top of the key. Passing the far side. Franklin three on the way. It's not close. And the rebound off the Stone. And that's going to do it for the first half. And here at the halftime, the Wahigh Blue Devils leading the Richland Bombers 20-19. Coming up next, the land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report. After a two-minute timeout, you're listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS 2 94.1 is Walla Walla's classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at Art Daywall Gymnasium in Richland. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. The Richland dance team performing here at halftime. The Wahigh Blue Devils leading the Richland Bombers. The first half of our Blue Devil basketball doubleheader. The Wahigh Blue Devil girls 20. The Richland Lady Bombers 19. And our halftime report presented by our good friend Bill Wasser. Land title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. We begin our land title of Walla Walla County halftime report with halftime statistics. Presented by our good friends, Wahigh alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Fasco Office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. First half story for the Blue Devils, Molly Franklin with 4 points. Gracie Pierce with 2. Lucy Billingsley, 6. Delilah Franson, 2. Corinne Hayes with 6. The Blue Devils with 9 field goals in half number 1. The Blue Devils did not register a Bruce Reed 3 in the first half. The Blue Devils struggled just 2 for 8 from the free throw line. The Blue Devils were called for 8 personal fouls. For Richland, Kukas with 3. Reyes with 6. Drake with 2. Reitz with 3. And Stone with 5. Richland, 7 first half field goals, 3 from long distance. The Bombers, 2 for 5 from the free throw line, and Richland was called for 9 personal fouls. Our halftime statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahigh alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Fasco Office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. In our halftime score, Wahigh 20, Richland 19. We'll continue the land title of Walla Walla County halftime report after a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro have the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Bill and Brandon offer solutions tailored to your situation. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management today at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Why do so many people listen to KGDC and KGDC2? Could it be our market exclusives on the top two names in conservative news? KGDC 92.9 FM has 10 minutes of Fox News each and every hour. And KGDC 2 102.3 FM is the exclusive home of townhall.com radio news. Plus, our stations have market exclusives on powerful features such as Breakpoint, Focus on the Family Minute, Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, and more. 92.9 FM and 102.3 FM, the best radio in Walla Walla.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again at Art Daywall Gymnasium in Richland. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. It is halftime. The Wahai Blue Devil girls leading the Lady Bombers of Richland by a score of 20-19. We continue our land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report by reminding you once again the Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction coming up March the 28th at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. The event will begin at 5 o'clock. Dinner will be served at 6. A great opportunity for you to show your support for Walla Walla High School athletics. Perhaps you'd like to purchase a silent auction item, a live auction item, or you're just looking at getting the ticket and enjoying all the festivities. And that'll suit me just fine. Thank you very much. Tickets are available, just $50 for individual tickets. Table sponsorships are also available. It's the Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction March the 28th at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. More information can be obtained by contacting Walla Walla High School or Big Blue Boosters. Tomorrow we will be back in the Wahai Gym to bring you more Mid-Columbia Conference basketball action. The Wahai Blue Devils will be playing host to the Pasco Bulldogs. The girls' game scheduled to start at 3:15 tomorrow afternoon, followed by the boys' game at 5 o'clock. We plan to take the air tomorrow afternoon at 2:45 from the Wahai Gym right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. And that's going to do it for our halftime report. Was presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, handling all kinds of real estate transactions, both commercial and private, including broker and for sale by owner transactions. 33 East Main Street is where you'll find Land Title of Walla Walla County. And our halftime score, Wahai 20, Richland 19. We'll have second half action for you after we step aside for a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Overfeeding can lead to the number one nutritional disease in cats, obesity. Excessive body weight on a fat cat increases their risk of liver disease, heart disease, respiration problems, and constipation. Obese cats are at a greater risk of developing diabetes and arthritis, too. If your cat is overweight, check with your local Walla Walla area veterinarian for formulated diets that have fewer calories. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The third quarter is presented by our good friend and former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Welcome back to Art Daywald Gym in Richland. Roy Eliah coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. And Richland will inbound to begin the second half of this Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game. The Wahai Blue Devil girls 20, the Richland Lady Bombers 19. Kukas near side with the basketball, picked up by Delilah Franzen. She'll drive on Franzen, cut off by Franzen, forced back out to the wing, gets it up top to Reyes. Reyes back on the near side to Kukas. Wahai in a lady-to-lady defense. Kukas now picked up by Corinne Hayes. Shot clock at 9. Far side here is Reyes for 3. It's in and out, a heartbreak, and the rebound far side taken by Pierce. Off to Creason, and now to Corinne Hayes. Far side here is Creason, filling the lane well. She is cut off by Stone. Does a crossover move, throws up an air ball from the far side. Ball knocked out of bounds by Richland, and the ball will stay with the Blue Devils. 18 seconds on the shot clock, and the Blue Devils to inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Looping pass out front, Pierce. Now it is Corinne Hayes. Just to the right of the top of the key, near side, Billingsley. Billingsley drives on Reyes, lost the basketball. It was loose near side, kicked out of bounds by the Bombers, and the Blue Devils will keep it. Shot clock now at 7 seconds. 7:11 left in the third quarter. 20-19, the Blue Devils. Gracie Pierce loops it in for Hayes. One dribble. Cut off by Stone. Puts it up over Stone and missed it off the back of the rim. And the rebound comes off to Richland. taken by Reyes. Near side to Kukas. Kukas quickly into the front court. Middle of the lane. Gets it on the near side. Wide open Davis. Shot around and off a heartbreak. Rebound comes off to Richland. Taken by Drake. Far side to Kukas for a jumper in deep on the left-hand side. That is good. And Richland takes a 21-20 edge. Billingsley near side to Creason. Shayla Creason with a basketball. Looking for a cutter. Between the rings, here's Franzen. Delilah Franzen looking to direct a little traffic. Far side to Billingsley. Billingsley to the free throw line. 8 on the shot clock. She is double and triple team. Bounces it for Franzen. Cutting to the goal for the lay-in. Far side. Delilah Franzen with 4 points in the ball game, and the Blue Devils back up 22-21. 6:14 and counting the time remaining to be played in the third quarter. Kukas far side gets it up top to Reyes. Long three on the way by Reyes is off the front of the rim. No good. Long rebound near side taken by Drake on the baseline to Stone. Her shot is no good, and the rebound off to Creason. Creason front court stops near side to Billingsley. Lucy Billingsley between the rings to Corinne Hayes. Hayes in the lane for Franzen. Franzen shot over Drake. Off the glass and good for Delilah Franzen. And a timeout called by Richland with 5:45 remaining in the third. Wahai 24, Richland 21. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back at Art Daywall Gym in Richland, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. The Wahai Blue Devil Girls, 24. Richland Lady Bombers, 21. 5:40 and counting the time remaining to be played in the third quarter. Richland in possession of the basketball. Reyes far side to Kukas, back up top to Reyes. Reyes will loop it inside for Stone. Had to save it from going out of bounds and threw it right to Delilah Franzen. Out of the timeout, Richland turns the basketball over. Franzen far side almost lost the ball, recovers. Closely guarded by Kukas, hands it off far side to Billingsley. Lucy Billingsley against Kukas. Couple of dribbles between the rings to Delilah Franzen. Far side to Billingsley. Billingsley dribbles between the rings, bounce pass high post to Corinne Hayes. And Hayes is going to be fouled at the high post. Going to be fouled by Stone, I believe. No, it was on Kukas, so I beg your pardon. It's her second foul of the game, and the Blue Devils inbounding on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Near side here is Gracie Pierce. Pierce is double-teamed, has the ball knocked away, and now the ball is loose out front, taken by Creason, top of the key, inside for Franzen. Now for Pierce. Pierce on the near side to Billingsley. Billingsley on the near side, and we're going to have a bodying foul called on Kukas as Delilah Franzen goes to the deck. In the middle of the lane. Another foul on the Bombers. That's her third, second on the team, and a Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Molly Franklin checks in for Gracie Pierce. Blue Devils inbounding on the baseline again. Presented by you-know-who, Washington Trust Bank. Billingsley loops it far side to Franzen. Franzen in deep on the right-hand side against Drake. Shot over Drake. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound deflected, taken by Kukas of the Lady Bombers. 24-21, the Blue Devils. 4:38 and counting left in the third. Far side, Drake with a basketball. Lost the ball, recovers it. Top of the key. Going to throw one up for three. It's not close. Glass, and that's all. Rebound to Creason. Creason far side. And she will lose the ball out of bounds far side. Unforced error gives the ball back to Richland. Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Nelson is back in. She is in for Drake. Also in for the Bombers, Kreitz. And she is in for Stone. And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils. Maddie Olivares in for Corinne Hayes. 4:24 remaining third quarter. Blue Devils 24. Richland 21. Kukas front court. Near side to Reyes. Reyes, bad pass far side, taken by Franzen. Franzen, near side, stops in the lane, pops, and misses off the back of the rim, and the rebound comes off to the Bombers, and a foul going to be called on Shayla Creason. The rebound was claimed by Kreitz, and Creason with the foul. That is the first in the quarter on the Blue Devils. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Makaya Lawyer checks in, and she replaces Shayla Creason. Your Edward Jones, Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Wauhai 24, Richland 21, 4:03 and counting left in the third quarter. Kukas with a basketball, dribbles near side. Between the rings to Reyes, guarded by Makaya Lawyer. Back on the near side to Kukas. Free throw line extended. Far side it goes. Here is a shot on the way by Kreitz. It is off the rim, no good. And the rebound off to Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley front court on the dribble. Lucy going to take it all the way. Goes coast to coast and lays the ball up and in. Round and round she goes. And where she stops? Through the twine. Here at the other end is Kukas. She blows a lay-in. Rebound comes off to Franzen. Got it off to Olivares. Olivares on the near side to Billingsley. 26-21 the Blue Devils. Billingsley down the middle. She'll put it up out of control. Missed the shot. Might have gone off the bottom of the backboard. And the rebound off to Richland. There's a looping pass in with the basketball is Nelson. Far side here is a three-pointer on the way that's off the mark for Richland. Off the mark for Kukas. Blue Devils knocked the rebound out of bounds. The ball will stay with Richland. And multiple Zip Zone Conoco substitutions. Martinez, Bailon, and Hayes back for the Blue Devils for Billingsley and Olivares. There's one substitution for the Bombers as well. Fox checking in for the Bombers. Here's an inbounds pass near side. Ball taken by Kreitz. Her shot put up and missed. And the rebound off to Corinne Hayes. 26-21 the Blue Devils. 3 minutes and counting left in the third quarter. Martinez, Bailon on the dribble. Richland in a lady-to-lady defense. Near side here is Franzen. Free throw line extended. Back up top, Martinez Bailon. Julissa with a pass in the lane at four. Delilah Franzen could not handle the pass. The ball goes out of bounds, and the Blue Devils give the ball back to the Bombers. Tough break there. Nice cut to the goal by Delilah, but she could not handle the pass cleanly. And Richland in possession of the basketball. Near side, it is Nelson. She'll dribble to the free throw line, and we're going to have a foul called. A foul called, I believe, away from the ball. It's going to be called on Julissa Martinez Bailon. And a timeout is going to be called by the Blue Devils with 2:31 left in the third. Wauhai 26, Richland 21, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back at Art Daywall Gym in Richland, Davis near side is blocked by Franzen in deep on the right-hand side, and the loose ball comes off to Corinne Hayes. Wauhai 26, Richland 21, Lawyer in the near corner for three. It is good! Holy Toledo! The defense rests! And Lawyer prosecutes successfully and gives the Blue Devils a 29-21 lead. A three from the near side is missed by Kreitz. And the Blue Devils come the other way. The sentence just moments ago for the opposition defensively. Death by three-pointer. 29-21, the Blue Devils, 150 and counting left in the third quarter. A lost ball. Ball lost to Kukas. Now it is Davis with the basketball. Davis far side. She is cut off. Now the ball is up top. Top of the key. Jumper on the way. Off the back of the rim. No good for Kreitz. And the rebound off to the Blue Devils. Here is Lawyer. Lawyer far side is going to be pushed and fouled on the far side. Foul on Richland. Pushing foul. And it's called on Nelson. Third team, first personal. And the substitution's coming hot and heavy. Blue Devils now going with Franklin, Martinez, Bailon, Billingsley, Lawyer, and Hayes. Lucy Billingsley with a basketball. Far side to Franklin. Molly Franklin. Richland in the lady-to-lady defense. Shot far side. She is fouled. It is Franklin. She's fouled by Nelson. Far side. Grabbing foul on Nelson. Had good defense initially, and then Molly was able to get by her, and then she was grabbed. Was Molly Nelson grabbed and fouled. And she will step to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Molly's first one is up. It's in and out, back in again. Blue Devils 30, Richland 21. 1:22 left in the third quarter. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is on its way, and it is around and good. She got it. Scoreboard update earlier in the quarter, if I not mention it, presented by our good friend Lawson Knight. Edward Jones, if you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Richland in possession. The Blue Devils lead by 10, 31-21. Approaching the final minute, time remaining third quarter. Here's a nice drive by Kukas. She cannot finish. A follow by Stone is no good. And an over-the-back foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils. And it is called on Micaiah Lawyer. And Richland inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Between the rings, it is Reyes with a basketball. And we're going to have a foul called, a pushing foul called on the Blue Devils. Going to be called on Corinne Hayes. And for Corinne Hayes, that's her third personal foul. And Richland inbound on the baseline. 52:2 remaining third quarter. 31-21, the Blue Devils. Near side with a basketball is Nelson. Gets it up top to Kukas. Far side Reyes. Long three on the way by Reyes. Going to be well short and taken by Martinez Bailon. She's on the dribble in the backcourt. Passing the near side to Hayes. Corinne Hayes with a basketball. Off to Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley out front. Pulls the ball high overhead. Far side to Corinne Hayes. Top of the key extended between the rings to Lawyer. Lawyer driving far side. Stops. Bounces it from Martinez Bailon. Top of the key Franklin. Shot on the way is around and off a heartbreak. And the rebound comes off the Stone of Richland. The shot clock is off. 14 seconds and counting left in the third quarter. Richland in possession. A deflected pass taken by Lawyer. Bounce it near side to Billingsley. Stops in the lane. Puts it up. Missed it off the glass. Rebound comes off to Richland. Taken by Drake. Now it is Kukas. Kukas throws it up from half court. It misses everything. And here at the end of the third quarter, Wahai 31, Richland 21. And we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The fourth quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Wahai 31, Richland 21 as we begin the fourth and final period of this Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game. Shot inside by Pierce, no good. Gets her own rebound up top. Billingsley three on the way. Is off the rim, no good. Rebound deflected by Lawyer but taken by Stone of Richland. Ball deflected by Hayes but comes off to Richland. Here is Reyes. Bounce pass on the near side to Kukas. Kukas is cut off, gets it up top. Here's a three on the way by Davis off the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound deflected out of bounds by the Bombers. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. 31-21, the Blue Devils. We're 31 seconds into the final quarter of this contest. Mikaia Lawyer dribbling near side, picked up by Reyes. She'll spot up for a three near side. It's off the rim, no good, and the rebound off to Stone. Far side to Kukas. Kukas front court. On the near side here is Reyes for three, and that one is around and off, no good, and the rebound going to be taken by Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley into the front court on the dribble. In transition, and she is going to run over a Bomber and pick up an offensive foul. She ran over Kukas. Down in the low block. And the ball goes back to Richland. Lucy Billingsley, the player control foul. That's her second. And the ball back to Richland. Ball comes in to Kukas. We are a minute into the fourth quarter. 31-21, the Blue Devils. Kukas with a basketball. Angles to the near side on the dribble. Around a pick, picked up in a switch by Corinne Hayes. Far side to Reyes. Reyes driving near side, bounce it near side to Kukas. Kukas up top for Davis, top of the key. Gets it inside, and the ball knocked away by Lawyer and out of bounds. Nice play on the part of Mack. She knocked it away from Drake, and the ball back to Richland, or is retained by Richland, I should say. 11 seconds on the shot clock. Up top here is Reyes with a basketball. Back on the near side to Drake. Looping pass inside. Stolen by Corinne Hayes down in the low block. Took it away from Stone. Near side here is Lawyer with a basketball. Inside for Pierce. She'll lay it up and in. Holy Toledo. Good, crisp passing. And the Blue Devils lead by a dozen. Gracie Pierce. 4 points in the ball game and a full timeout called with 6:27 left in the fourth. Wahai 33, Richland 21. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters. 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The pizza I had last night at a local service club, the crispiness of it does not come close to the crisp passing the Blue Devils executed just a few moments ago. Gracie Pierce, a lay-in to put the Blue Devils up 33-21. As we resume play here at Art Daywall Gymnasium in Richland, Roy Elia reporting from Art Daywall Gym, reporting from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. Richland in possession of the basketball. Reyes, far side Kukas. Kukas on the wing. We'll dribble out front. On the near side, here's Reyes. A three on the way by Reyes. That is way off the mark. That's an air ball and goes out of bounds. Or was it deflected out of bounds? Official near side says the ball was deflected out of bounds. So Richland will retain with 5 seconds on the shot clock. Reyes will inbound along the baseline presented by Washington Trust Bank. It's an in far side shot blocked by Franzen. The attempt by Davis. The loose ball to Hayes. And now to Mikaia Lawyer. We go inside of 6 minutes left in the fourth. Bounce pass high post to Hayes. Inside for Franzen. Recovers it near side. Off to Billingsley. Billingsley will drive. Lost the basketball to Stone. Now to Kukas. Kukas looks inside. Has Davis. Far side Reyes. A three on the way. That one is good. 3-point field goal makes it a 33-24 ball game in favor of the Blue Devils. Here comes Lucy Billingsley on the dribble. Far side to Lawyer. Richland just 2 points in the third quarter. Some good defense on the part of the Blue Devils as Pierce goes inside, tries to force one up inside, and she is blocked away. Nice check inside by Davis. Ball out of bounds to the Blue Devils. 5:11 left in the fourth. 33-24, the Blue Devils over the Bombers. Lucy Billingsley to inbound. Far side, Franson. She'll attempt a shot that is way, way off the mark. And Hayes gets a steal near side, puts it up near side, and misses it. Rebound off to Pierce, and Pierce was on the end line. And the ball back to Richland. The Bombers will inbound in the backcourt with 5:02 left in the fourth. 33-24, the Blue Devils. Kukas with a basketball. Front court on the dribble. Blue Devils in a lady-to-lady defense. Three out front by Kukas. Off the back of the rim, no good. Long rebound off to Corinne Hayes. Hayes on the near side to Lawyer. Nice spin move to get away from Davis. Dribbles to the near wing. Still on the dribble. Bounce at high post for Billingsley. Billingsley, far side. And she is grabbed and fouled, driving far side. Couple of Bombers there. Foul whistled on Richland. Reach-in foul is called on Drake. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Billingsley loops it in for Hayes. Hayes against Stone. Shot over Stone. Off the back of the rim. Rebound taken by Pierce. Got it away from two Bombers. Then she had it knocked out of bounds by Richland. And the Blue Devils will keep it. 4:28 left in the fourth. Blue Devils 33. Richland 24. And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Checking into the ball game is Nelson for the Bombers, and she replaces Drake. Billingsley to inbound the basketball. Looking, bounce it to Hayes, and Hayes tried to force one up. She was blocked away by Davis. Nice defensive play on her part, and the Blue Devils will try again on the baseline. And we're going to have a timeout called, a 30-second timeout called by the Blue Devils with 4:26 left in the fourth. Wahai 33, Richland 24, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta is your go-to spot for mouth-watering, thin-crust pizzas, delectable pastas, hearty sandwiches, fresh salads, and ice-cold beer, all prepared with love and served with a smile. We at Pappy's pride ourselves in offering delicious meals that bring families together at prices that won't break the bank. Our inviting atmosphere is perfect for a casual lunch or a cozy dinner. And with the best patio in town, dining al fresco has never been better. Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, 2555 East Isaacs, Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And out of the timeout period, a pass inside to Gracie Pierce. Pierce scores down in the low block, and she is fouled. Fouled on the play by Nelson. Heck of an entry pass. Billingsley in for Pierce, and Gracie scores. And the Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Gracie is off the rim, no good. The rebound off to Kukas. The Blue Devils just 4-for-11 from the free throw line in the game. Reyes far side for three. It's off the back of the rim. Long rebound near side taken by Stone. Up top to Kukas. 35-24, the Blue Devils. 4:05 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Kukas driving near side into the lane. She'll throw it up, no. But a foul is going to be called. A blocking foul is going to be called in the Blue Devils. I think it was on the ground, though. Not in the act of shooting. Foul called on Delilah Franzen. Franzen with the foul. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Wahai 35, Richland 24, 4:03 left in the fourth quarter. That was the first foul on Delilah Franzen. Richland inbounding on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank, and a pass near side swatted out of bounds by Micaiah Lawyer. And Richland will try again in front of its bench. Kukas to inbound the basketball. Gets it up top. Here is Nelson. Near side to Kukas. Kukas will try for three. It's an air ball. And taken by the Blue Devils. Taken by Billingsley. Near side to Hayes. Far side to Lawyer. Lawyer launches a three far side. It's an air ball and will go out of bounds. No, it was saved by Franzen, but saved to the Blue Devil bench near side. And the ball back to Richland. 3:42 to go, 35-24, the Blue Devils. Ball inbounded to Kukas. Kukas on the dribble. Kukas on the near side. Davis, one dribble, a three on the way, is off the mark. They're going to call a foul near side on Billingsley. Lucy Billingsley with the foul. And the Blue Devils will give the opponent an opportunity to score with the clock stopped. Davis will shoot three Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first is up and good. Her first point of the contest. Second is up and good. Tough break for the Blue Devils. Lead now in single digits. Davis's third free throw is missed. Rebound deflected near side. Hayes will throw it off a stone and out of bounds. Heads up play by Corinne Hayes as she was able to throw the ball off the legs of Stone. Ball out of bounds to the Blue Devils and a timeout called by Richland with 3:31 left in the fourth. Wahai 35, Richland 26, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The scoreboard update earlier in the quarter presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call at 509-524-8277. 3 minutes, 31 seconds remaining to be played in this Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game. The Wahai Blue Devil girls leading the Richland Bombers 35-26. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location here at Art Daywall Gym. The timeout period is over, and Richland will pick up in the backcourt. Not much of a surprise there. Blue Devils up by 9, 35-26. Ball inbounded to Gracie Pierce. Pierce gets away from Nelson. Dribbles into the front court near side. Now she is double-teamed. Gets it in the lane for Franzen. Short one on the way is too hard off the glass. Rebound far side. Goes out of bounds. And the ball back to Richland. The Blue Devils have to quit playing like they're 10 behind. They are 9 ahead with 3:19 left. Opportunity goes astray. And the ball back to Richland. Kukas front court. Blue Devils lady-to-lady defense. Near side, look out. Here is Reyes for three, and that one is good. And Richland trying to get itself right back in the game. It's 35-29 in favor of the Blue Devils. Hayes will bounce it in for Franzen. Delilah will bring it into the front court on the dribble. Take it easy, ladies. She's going to put one up just inside the free throw line and knock it down. Delilah Franzen with the field goal. Whistle blew. Stopping play for just an instant. And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Molly Franklin in for the Blue Devils for Makaya Lawyer. 2:50 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Blue Devils 37, Richland 29. Kukas near side with the basketball. Somebody get on her. Delilah Franzen gets on her. Now it's up top. Davis, three on the way. And that one's off the front of the rim, no good. And the rebound comes off to Delilah Franzen. Franzen into the front court, far side. We'll milk a little bit of clock. She'll have the ball knocked out of bounds, far side, by Nelson. And the ball will stay with the Blue Devils. And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Drake back in for Richland. She replaces Stone. 37-29, the Blue Devils, 2:33 left in the fourth quarter. Pass far side for Gracie Pierce. Pierce, far side to Franklin. Molly Franklin against Reyes. Hands it off far side, Billingsley. Billingsley into the lane, lost the ball. It's taken by Drake. Near side here is Kukas. Kukas will throw it up. Off the glass and good. A careless mistake cost the Blue Devils a bucket. The lead is down to 6. Blue Devils 37, Richland 31. Billingsley in the backcourt. Crosses the midcourt line near side. Closely guarded by Kukas. She is double-teamed. She is tied up. And before she is tied up, a timeout called by the Blue Devils with 2:02 left in the fourth quarter. Wahai 37, Richland 31. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to Art Daywall Gym in Richland. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. Wahai 37, Richland 31. 2 minutes, 2 seconds remaining to be played in the fourth quarter of this Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game. The Blue Devils in possession of the basketball out of the timeout period. They will inbound on the sideline in front of the Blue Devil bench. The sideline, of course, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Gracie Pierce to get in. Loops it in for Corinne Hayes. She juggles the ball, and she is tied up. She is fouled. Oh, the Blue Devils get a big break there. Bit of a careless pass. Corinne almost lost the ball, but no, she is fouled by Kukas, who just picked up her fourth personal foul. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank with 1:59 to go. 37-31, the Blue Devils bounce pass inside for Pierce. Missed the lay-in. And an over-the-back foul is going to be called on Corinne Hayes. And that'll stop the clock with 1:56 left. Blue Devils unable to cash in, and Richland will inbound. It's a two-possession game with 1:56 to go. Kukas front court. Dribbles near side. On the dribble. Gets it up top. Here is Reyes open for a three. It's going to be short. Online but short. Rebound off to Franzen. Pass far side to Franklin. Just hold on to the ball, ladies. No reason to rush. He is double, triple, quadruple teamed. And now a lost ball taken by Richland. Drake pass in the lane. Knocked away by Hayes. Taken by Kukas. Kukas in deep on the left-hand side. And a foul is going to be called with 1:28 to go. A foul called on Molly Franklin, and that's going to allow free throws for Richland. That was the fifth team foul on the Blue Devils. And Kukas at the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. 37-31, the Blue Devils. The free throw bangs off the rim, no good. Zip Zone Conoco substitutions for the Blue Devils. Makaya Lawyer checks in along with Julissa Martinez Bailon. Franklin to the sideline along with Pierce. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw for Kukas. It is up, and this one is no good. She missed it. Rebound deflected by Franklin, taken by Lawyer, far side, Martinez Bailon. And a bad pass near side over Franzen and out of bounds. The Blue Devils give it back to Richland. Zip Zone Conoco substitutions. Franklin and Pierce in. Lawyer and Martinez Bailon to the sideline. Again, no need to rush. You're up. You're ahead. Blue Devils up, 37-31. 1:15 and counting left in the fourth. Here is Kukas near side. Far side Reyes, a three on the way, going to be short. And go out of bounds. An air ball launched far side by Reyes. And the Blue Devils dodge a bullet. Zip Zone Conoco substitutions. Martinez Bailon and Lawyer back in for Franklin. And Pierce. A couple of legendary figures centuries ago, Franklin and Pierce, right? Here's a pass to the midcourt area off the hand of Billingsley, taken by Kukas. The Blue Devils throw the basketball away. Here is Kukas driving near side, throws it up. It dances on the back of the rim a couple of times. No good. The rebound knocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils. It'll be Richland ball with 1 minute left in the fourth quarter. 37-31, the Blue Devils. Pierce and Franklin back. Lawyer and Martinez Bailon check out. Richland inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Reyes to get it in. Does so in the low block. Shot blocked from behind. The attempt by Davis. Ball out of bounds to Richland. 57 6/10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Blue Devils trying to hang on, leading 37-31. Kukas to inbound. Kukas gets it in the lane. Shot put up by Drake. It's off the back of the rim. It danced a couple of times. No good. And a rebound by the Blue Devils, taken by Franson. And a foul on Richland. And that foul is the fifth on Kylie Kukas. And she'll be replaced by Fox in the Richland lineup. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Makaya Lawyer back in for the Blue Devils. Blue Devils inbounding in the backcourt, leading 37-31. The ball into Lawyer. Lawyer will dribble to the far side. Crosses the midcourt line. Middle of the floor she goes. And she's going to be grabbed, and fouled between the rings by Davis. Nicely done. 44 4/10 seconds remaining in the final period. And Makaya Lawyer to the free throw line for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Blue Devils up by a half dozen, 37-31. The free throw by Lawyer. Good! It's a three-possession game with 44.4 seconds to go. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Martinez Bylon in for the Blue Devils for Gracie Pierce. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw coming for Lawyer. On its way, and it is good! Zip zone Conoco substitution. Lawyer checks out. Franklin checks in. 39-31, the Blue Devils, 44 4/10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Davis with the basketball, pass in the lane, taken by Martinez Bylon. A bad pass and a foul going to be called on Drake of the Bombers. And we'll go to the other end for Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. That's the fourth on Drake. And Julissa Martinez Bylon to the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. With 35 3/10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. The first attempt is good. And her father, Martin Martinez, letting out a big yell after that first make. Second one in the air. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound off to Drake. 40-31, the Blue Devils. 31 seconds and counting left in the fourth. Driving near side is Drake. They let her go. She misses the lane. The ball deflected by Martinez Bylon. Taken by Davis. Shot in the lane. No good. Rebound out of bounds to the Blue Devils with 22 2/10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Franklin and Martinez Bylon check out. Pierce and Lawyer are back in. Hayes will loop it far side. The ball knocked away by Billingsley. Tried to save it from going out of bounds. She did not. And the ball back to Richland. With 19 7/10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Martinez Bylon, Franklin in. Lawyer and Pierce check out. Richland inbounding on the baseline. Ball is knocked away by Billingsley and out of bounds. Richland will try again with 18 6/10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Davis to inbound. Gets it inside. Laying put up and good by Drake. Wide open. 40-33, the Blue Devils. The ball into Billingsley. Billingsley, middle of the floor, Martinez Bylon. Near side, Franson pulls it out smartly indeed. Down to 3 seconds. Down to two as the ball knocked away. It is loose on the deck, and this ball game is over! The Wahai Blue Devils have upset the Richland Bombers. The Blue Devils 40, the Richland Bombers 33. Would you believe it? Holy Toledo! The Blue Devils with guts, grit, and guile get it done on the road. A nice win for Mike Clark and his Lady Blue Devils. Final score, Wahai 40, Richland 33. Coming up next, the Chevelle Construction postgame show. After a 2-minute timeout, you're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at Art Daywall Gymnasium in Richland. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. The Wahigh Blue Devil girls have just upset the Richland Bombers by a final score of 40-33. The Blue Devils improve to 3-5 in Mid-Columbia Conference play. The Blue Devils are 4-7 overall. Richland falls to 5-3 in conference play. Matt, we welcome you to our postgame show presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster, Bill Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. And we begin with a recognition of our Eric Kimball, CPA player of the game. A lot of heroes for the Blue Devils in this contest. The Blue Devils did not have a double-figure scorer in this ball game, but I want to tell you something, whether it's hustle plays, clutch, baskets, whatever, I'm going to give this award tonight to the entire Wahigh girls basketball team coming on the road against all odds and pulling off the upset against the Class 4A Richland Bombers, and for their efforts tonight. We recognize collectively the Wahigh girls basketball team as our Eric Kimball, CPA, co-players of the game. We continue our Chevelle Construction postgame show with final statistics presented by our good friends, Wahigh alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. The final scoring in the game for the Blue Devils: Molly Franklin, 6. Micaiah Lawyer, 5. Gracie Pierce, 6. Lucy Billingsley, 8. Delilah Franzen, 8. Corinne Hayes, 6. And Julissa Martinez-Bailong with 1. The Blue Devils, 16 field goals in the game, 1. Bruce Reed, 3. The Blue Devils, 47% from the free throw line, 7 out of 15. The Blue Devils were called for 16 personal fouls. For Richland, Kukas with 7. Reyes with 12. Drake, 4. Davis with 2. Wrights with 3. Stone with 5. Richland with 12 field goals in this ball game, 5. From three-point territory. The Bombers just 4 of 10 from the free throw line. Richland was called for 18 personal fouls. Our final statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. In our final score, the Wahai Blue Devil girls, 40. The Richland Bombers, 33. Who'd have thunk it? Who'd have thunk it, ladies and gentlemen? What a great, great win for Coach Clark and the Blue Devils here tonight. In just a few moments, we're going to begin our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show on the boys' side. We're going to begin with a player profile interview, follow it up with a Coach's Corner interview with Wahai boys basketball coach Spencer Hessler, and, of course, starting lineups. We'll get to all of that on the boys' side after a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.